KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 32 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy and mild today with a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Atlantic resident John P. Hartkopf, a Republican, has announced he intends to run in the June 5th primary election for the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 3. The seat became available when current District 3 Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer announced earlier this month that he would not be running for re-election. Hartkopf has been a building contractor for over 40 years and is a member of numerous local boards, civic organizations, and more. He's also served on several statewide boards, committees, and organizations. And he said he's a social and fiscal conservative with pro-growth values. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will hold the second of three scheduled public hearings on an ordinance pertaining to the operation of all-terrain and utility terrain vehicles on county roads and trails. That hearing takes place at 8:35 a.m. During last Wednesday's public hearing on the proposed ordinance, discussion lasted for about an hour, with the board hearing from a room full of citizens who supported the ordinance. There were some comments that had been relayed to Supervisor Steve Green and Frank Waters prior to the meeting, but those concerns were with regard to safety, especially during planting and harvest times when large ag machinery will be on the road. The fear is that the operators of those machines won't see an ATV or UTV until it's too late. The current ordinance, as proposed, would not change the agricultural exemption. It also does not cover any of the ATVs or UTVs within city limits unless specifically allowed by local ordinances. And after today's public hearing, the board votes to move forward with a third and final reading that'll take place on February 7th. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 9 o'clock today in the second floor courtroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda is discussion on step increase with Brenda Wallace, a review of the fiscal year 2019 budget from Auditor Mindy Schaefer, and the setting of a date and time for a public hearing on the budget. And the county engineer will present a contractor performance bond for the Adair supervisors to sign with regard to a grading project. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest last night of 52-year-old Gary Lee McDougall of Afton. McDougall was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. He's being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond or surety. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 4:30 this morning of 32-year-old Sarah Beth Ewing of Elliott. Ewing was taken into custody following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 48 and 100th Street. She's been charged with driving while barred. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an incident of willful injury or assault that resulted in a man suffering severe injuries. Authorities said that around 4:20 p.m. Tuesday, Council Bluffs medics and police were sent to the 100 block of South 7th Street for a report of an unresponsive male inside of an apartment. Officers located the man, identified as 26-year-old Keith Wise of Council Bluffs, who appeared to have severe injury to his eye and head. Medics transported the unresponsive man to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where hospital staff confirmed that Weiss suffered severe trauma to his eye and head, which required immediate surgery. He was then transported to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha for the surgery and was said to have been in critical condition prior to undergoing that procedure. Council Bluffs police detectives conducted an investigation which led those detectives to believe that the man was assaulted inside the apartment in the 100 block of South 7th Street. And at this time, detectives are actively investigating all the leads in the case. There have been no arrests as of last report. The investigation is ongoing. If you have any information pertaining to that incident, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Investigative Division at 712-328-4728. And police in Council Bluffs deployed protective shields and less lethal beanbag shotguns in response to a situation at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs Tuesday night. Officials say at around 8:40 p.m., officers responded to a report of an armed subject inside Mercy Hospital. The reports indicated that a man, who was later identified as 26-year-old Cirillo Bacco Jr. of Omaha, had a knife inside a room and had threatened a nurse. Officers arrived, and as entry was made into one area of the hospital, Bacco left out another exit. Officers at that exit held the man at gunpoint until backup arrived. During the investigation, it was learned that Baca Jr. didn't display a knife, but told a nurse to leave the room that he was visiting. Baca Jr. was charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct in a place of business. In the funeral announcements, Ada Marie Miller, age 95, of Panora, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Ada Miller will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Kay Pellett, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial for Kay Pellett will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Violet Osborne, age 94, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Violet Osborne will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Donald Norgard, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Donald Norgard will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dale Thornton, age 87, who's formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dale Thornton will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reekin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Maynard Miller, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Maynard J. Miller will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Hafner, age 62, who's formerly of Griswold, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial visitation for David Hafner will be on Friday at from 2:30 until 4:30 p.m. at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold, with the time of sharing at 3:30. Myrna Nissen, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Nebraska. Funeral services for Myrna Nissen will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donald Fredrickson, age 80, of Exira, died Saturday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Donald Fredrickson will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Joyce Hansen, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harry All, age 96, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Harry All are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Richard Dick Neal, age 83, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Services for Dick Neal are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Violet Osteby, age 92, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Violet Osteby are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.